Hello and welcome to Fake Radio Daily. This is the show that brings you the news from the fictional world while Geek Radio Daily is on vacation. I'm the person bringing the show to you today. I'm podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
I used to be number one in this town, but it seems like it's more about FM and color TV.
That's stupid.
It sure is, Kevin.
On this day in fictional history, the New Life Festival is celebrated in Tamriel from Elder Scrolls. In 1982, Christine Christie Booze is sacrificed from Children of the Corn. In 1877, a passing comet rips people, land, and air off the Earth. The small group takes refuge in a volcano on Comet Gallia. Calculating passing Saturn and a routine to Earth, in 2 years, the group begins to build a makeshift balloon and gondola. Off on a Comet by Jules Verne. In 1987, USS Montana discovers intelligent life underwater from the abyss. Birthdays. 1518, Connor McLeod is born from Highlander.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Rafe and Hope clash over Gabby's actions. Hard to believe someone can justify ruining Abby's life. I mean, it's Stefan's, sure, but Abby? JJ rips into Eve. He treats her like she treats New Year's Eve's parties. Will and Sonny realize Leo may have an Achilles heel. A bad guy with a weakness? Did not see that coming. Abby is reunited with Jack. Thank you, Daddy, for sacrificing yourself to save me. And Angie Abby. And Dr. Laura. And whomever I may be right now. Maybe I'm you, hashtag Chabby. Forever.
SpecFicMedia.com presents Beyond the Wall, a Game of Thrones podcast.
Did I sound like I was blushing?
You sounded like you were blushing.
Because I was talking about swallowing?
No, I just want to stand on top of the wall and piss off the edge of the world.
Children don't need to hear your filth.
Doing this with me and...
Oh, yeah, baby. Can't wait to do it again with you.
Winter is coming.
The steel must be part of your arm. Can you drop part of your arm? No.
I thought Syrio was a mix of Inigo Montoya and the Hispanic kid from Welcome Back, Cotter.
Hey, Mr. Cotter, I got a note.
That was where I got that
one. Juan Epstein?
Yes, exactly. So.
Sci-Fi Smackdown.
Oh my gosh, what was that?
Sorry, I just got a Google Talk.
Oh my God, it sounded like he got hit by a big old clanging piece of metal.
She's gone 8-bit.
Not your mother's Game of Thrones podcast. Unless your mother is Cersei Lannister, of course.
To find out more, visit specficmedia.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Fake news! Taking a look at the weekly world news from a certain point of view. Authorities are perplexed over the strange loud noises heard in the eastern part of the state of Wisconsin. As recent as Wednesday, loud resonating booms have been heard in the Wisconsin city of Clintonville. Many believe the noise is coming from underground, despite the fact that investigations into gas lines, mining explosives, and sewers have turned up nothing. Though many scientists, experts, and members of law enforcement have been consulted, only one believes he has the answer. Local writer A. Gregory Pickens, a pop culture historian and professor of film studies at a local college, believes the truth can be found in the H.G. Wells classic tale, The War of the Worlds. Many adaptations of the book, whether the Orson Welles radio drama and some movie in the 2005, have maintained the classic scenes of the tripod machines rising up to conquer the humans on the surface. Pickens thinks this may be close to reality. Oh, no one can explain these noises naturally, Pickens said in an exclusive phone interview with Weekly World News. I think with all the UFO sightings in Clintonville within the last 5 decades, one could come to the conclusion that something not of this world is below. I think it'd be irresponsible to not prepare ourselves accordingly. As one of the parties who have attested to seeing unknown objects in Wisconsin skies, Pickens has already begun to board up his home in preparation of the attack. When asked why he doesn't just leave the city, he maintains a logical approach. Well, if they're coming, they won't stop in Clintonville, he said. They'll hit every square of the earth. My best bet is to just hope they find my homemade fortress too difficult to get into and just move on. Or maybe like everyone else, I'm toast. One potential explanation could be the opening of the seals as mentioned in the Bible. Keep an eye on the skies for locusts and the water for blood. And this certainly would be a hell of a way to start the new year. Family members who gather at a Texas funeral home to mourn the death of 38-year-old Robert Cavazos Jr. reeled in horror when the dead man's corpse suddenly exploded, according to their shocking lawsuit. The force of the blast ripped open Cavazos' cement-lined coffin and filled the funeral home in Raymondville, Texas, with a horrendous foul odor, according to Maria Perez, the family's attorney. The lawyer said Cavazos' body exploded because it was not embalmed and gases formed within the corpse as the decomposition process occurred. Robert's 82-year-old mother, Teresa, and about 20 mourners were at the funeral home on a Sunday morning in a room with a casket when they heard a loud explosion and smelled a real foul stench, Ms. Perez told Weekly World News. They could see the body through the cracked casket and saw that Robert had been buried in his underwear. They still have nightmares. According to Ms. Perez, the family was later told by funeral home officials that embalming Robert wouldn't do any good due to his large size, and that they could save $450 that way. Several hours after Cavazos' corpse exploded, mourners stood in front of Dudleston Funeral Home, watching in disbelief as workers used a crane to hoist the dead man's body and casket onto the back of a flatbed truck for the ride to the cemetery. The attorney filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Cavazos' family, demanding $1 million in damages. Funeral parlor officials have denied any negligence in the case. While the story is horrific, Mr. Cavazos is in royal company. Henry VIII's corpse also exploded in his casket, so he has that going for him? And finally, a grocery store in South Australia says paranormal detectives are investigating a ghost who likes flinging fruit roll-ups. Brompton IGA store owner Norm Hurst says he turned to his surveillance footage after finding a box of the fruit snacks laying in an aisle about 6 meters from its original location after he had locked up shop. "Yeah, the previous owners told me it was haunted," Mr. Hurst told Adelaide Now. "I thought, yeah, well, whatever, but since we've owned the place, strange things have happened." Mr. Hurst watched the CCTV footage and says he was shocked by what he saw. "One of the cameras showed a packet of roll-ups just arriving on the ground, and it ain't just like it just slid off the shelf. The roll-ups are kept like 12 meters away." Different angles of the video show no one in the area when the anomaly occurred. In fact, the store was entirely empty, as it was just before midnight when it happened. Some viewers of the video have noted a time jump immediately before the product's appearance from precisely 11:27 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. and think the video may have been tampered with. Another noted, however, that most surveillance cameras are said to record only when they detect movement, explaining the 3-minute gap in time. On Thursday night, the store allowed in paranormal detectives to investigate. One paranormal detective, Jessica Pulverenti, said she watched and evaluated the video and believes it is genuine, seeing no wires or strings attached. "I think it's pretty cool, actually," Mr. Hurst said. "Hasn't done anything nasty. The ghost just has a sweet tooth." A paranormal dietitian will be called next to give the ghost advice on healthier snacks. Harmony Overbright, author of the books Dead and Loving It and Living Your Best Afterlife, says, "I hope to coax this ghost into eating some better snacks. Fruit roll-ups are nothing but sugar. He would shine so much brighter if he threw around some kale." Because obviously, ghosts' diet is the most important thing that they worry about. I mean, they've got to keep that figure. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Commercial Non-Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit us up on our website at geekradiodaily.com. Drop a review on ye olde iTunes. Check us out on youtube.com/geekradiodaily. And don't forget to hit us up on the Patreon to keep us off the streets and in bars where we belong. Please send a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com or give us a call at
510-GRD-CREW. That's 510-GRD-CREW.
Make sure you check the feed. We've got our yearly bloopers out there, and we hope you had a good and safe New Year's Eve, and we hope that you have an even better 2019.
Seriously, no, I swear to God, I'm really uncomfortable now. It's time you should go.
I need to go to my quiet place.